Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Wright. I go to your clinic. I've known you for many, many years. I was curious to know what your position is on hydrogen peroxide therapy. Also, one other question on drinking higher pH water. Is there any value to it?
Okay. On the hydrogen peroxide therapy, there are a couple of good books out on it. I'm sorry I don't recall the titles and the authors right now. I read so much stuff. But if one is following carefully the protocols in those books, and one is not at all ever using anything other than the 3% stuff, then yes, that can be useful. So, and not harmful, but best to read the books by the experts on how it's done. I don't actually use it much, use a whole lot of other things, but it is a good therapy, sir. So there you go. But never, ever use the really concentrated peroxide, and I'm sure you know that. Okay, and then what was the other thing, sir? Oh, yes, the pH in the water. That would depend on your own pH, sir. If we go too acid all the time, it might not be good for us. In fact, it probably isn't. So do you check your own pH with those little pH test strips that you can buy in any compounding pharmacy or actually big box drugstore or the Tome dispensary and all that? Do you check your own pH?
Yes, as far as saliva on my tongue, yes.
Yes, sir. Well, if you're going too acid too often, then the alkaline water would be a good idea, sir.
But what if you're already somewhat neutral of acid and you still just drink higher pH water? There's what they call these ionizers that build your pH up to, and they say there's a value to that. I was just curious what your take was on that.
There is
as a safeguard.
Yeah, there is a value to that. But also, please, go online. You'll find this, too. Look into the, I call it the next generation of water machines that put hydrogen into the water, sir. There's a lot of research on the health benefits of hydrogen, particularly overseas, because, of course, you can't patent hydrogen, and so nobody's going to put big bucks behind it. But that is a nice antioxidant to have in your water, the hydrogen water. And you might look at that, and none of us are going to be able to use two or three different types of water machines. So look at that and see and compare with what you're reading about the alkaline water. And, of course, just don't go to one source. But the hydrogen water machines are a very good idea, too, sir.
All right. Getting back to that first question regarding the peroxide therapy, what is actually taking place by taking this hydrogen peroxide? I know we oxygenate the blood. And the book you're maybe referring to is called The One-Minute Cure by Michael Kavanaugh.
No, I've got a different one. I've got a couple of different ones on the shelf. I'm not saying Dr. Kavanaugh or Mr. Kavanaugh isn't saying the right things. I just haven't read his particular book, that's all. The advantage is somewhat into, as you know very well, killing germs. That's why we wouldn't want to take it in an enema, because we want to have those normal germs up in the colon. But excuse me, in the upper GI tract, and particularly around the throat and so forth, we might want to get rid of those germs there. So that's one thing. And then secondly, as you know, what have we got here? H2O2. Okay, so it breaks down into H2O. That's just old water. And then the loose oxygen goes out there and oxygenates the bloodstream, as you said, and kills some germs.
I see. I've been doing the process for 3 years, and I saw a benefit initially, and then I laid off of it after 3 years. And I just started again, and all of a sudden I see this rejuvenation that takes
Yay.
Place as far as energy goes, alertness, and taking care of a few other minor pain ailments I have. And I didn't realize what a difference that made by just staying on it. And, of course, drinking it at 35%. In drop form, diluted with water.
Oh, of course, you're diluting it then, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm just curious to get more information on it. I can't seem to find anything on that. Is there a way I can maybe refer to the book that you have?
What I'll do is I'll send, I'm going to be, as you heard at the outset, leaving to find some sunshine. But before I go, I'll send the book title to my administrative assistant at the clinic, and she can probably forward it to you, sir.
And do you know who I am?
Oh, well, you said Chris.
Yeah, but my last name, how would you forward it to me?
You'd have to get in touch with her, I'm sure, because she gets a lot of these requests. So
who would I call to get that?
Oh, it's really simple, sir. We have a general mailbox called admin for administration, and there's a person who sorts those to where they go. So just send it to admin@tahomaclinic.com. And then her name, they'll sort it to her, is Carrie, C-A-R-R-E, and they'll shoot it over to her. But for everything just comes in there and it gets sorted all day.
Very good. I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for your call. Not too many people call about this, so I'm sure there's a few folks out there interested.